We're playing their song, the Pittsburgh Symphony, and Manfred Honeck with a love song for Alma Mahler, the Gustav Mahler Symphony No. 5. Mahler had just met the most beautiful woman in Vienna. She was 22, he was 41. They were married in March of 1901. Mahler already had some ideas for his Symphony No. 5. The following summer, in Mayernich, their country place in southern Austria, Gustav began work on the Fifth Symphony. Mahler asked his wife not to play the piano while he was working, so he wouldn't be distracted, even at a distance from the house where he was writing in the woods. Mahler complained that the birds bothered him because they sang in the wrong keys. Gustav Mahler worked and reworked the percussion parts for over 7 years so he could hear it the way he heard it in his mind. The principal trumpet of the Pittsburgh Symphony, George Vosburgh, is heard with a call to attention in the first notes of a 73-minute piece in 5 movements. Here is the Symphony No. 5 in C-sharp minor by Gustav Mahler with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 5 in C sharp minor by Gustav Mahler with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. Gustav Mahler conducted the premiere on October 18 in Cologne, Germany, with the Gürznik Orchestra. Former Pittsburgh Symphony Music Director William Steinberg conducted the Mahler Fifth Symphony at the Syria Mosque on April 6, 1956. Mahler Maniac Jim Cunningham with you. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll write for your free Pittsburgh Symphony Radio program guide. Also in the envelope, the Pittsburgh Symphony folding binoculars. They're blue with the white logo on the side. And they're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold F. Chambers III. This program was made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh, with additional support from the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.